Hi, Marty Lurie here with the manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy. And Bruce, as we head through the season, we're coming close to that one-third mark. Coming out of spring training and where you are today, did you see this sort of coming?
Well, I did. I mean, I felt good in spring training. I mean, we lost Hunter Pence, and if you'd have told me that we would have lost Hunter and Peavy and Matt Cain, then, you know, I don't know if I would have said, you know, we'd be in this position. But I still thought, you know, despite those injuries, we had the depth, you know, to keep us in this thing until we got full strength. And I give the guys credit how they kept marching despite the injuries. And that, Marty, as you know, they have a history of that, you know, with, you know, what happened in 10 and 12 with our injuries. And, of course, with losing Melky, Pagan. So, you know, that's part of the game you have to deal with. So I'm proud of how the guys have kept pushing here.
You know, I look at some of the numbers, 8 shutouts at home, my God, in 1 month. And I think about some of the pitching staffs you caught in Houston or even San Diego, wherever you were. And you caught some pretty good pitchers. I don't think they ever did anything like that, did they?
I don't believe so. I certainly can't remember, you know, that many shutouts in 1 month. Now, you know, when I first came up, I was with the Astros in Astrodome, and Marty, every game was 1-0 or 2-1, but I still don't remember 8 shutouts. But, you know, back then, we didn't quite keep up with the stats as we do today. It is amazing to me, and it's a credit to, you know, the starting pitching, but the bullpen too. And so, knock on wood, this continues. You always take your chances if you throw a shutout, and especially the ones I like is like Baumgartner, where he throws up a bunch of zeros, and then he hits a homer. Then I really like my chances.
Hey, you caught J.R. Richard, didn't you?
I did. You know, I think that staff we had in 1980 is comparable to really any staff in baseball. That's how good I thought they were. We had J.R. Richard. Unfortunately, he ended up having a stroke, but he threw up to 100. We had Nolan Ryan, who threw up to 100. In between those two, though, we had Joe Niekro, who had an unbelievable knuckleball. Then we had Joaquin Andujar, who at that time was young. He was 96. And then Kenny Forsh was our number 5 guy. So it's pretty amazing rotation.
Well, interesting enough, watching you manage, and you've had so much success in the postseason, you go for that win. You must win that game. You'll do anything to win that game. And the save can come at any time. You've been bringing some pretty interesting relievers earlier now to get that save earlier in the game.
Well, I'll be honest, Marty. I mean, my philosophy, and you have to be careful with this. You know, if I have a chance to win that game that night, I'll worry about tomorrow. Now, you got to be careful you don't run these guys in the ground. I understand that. And I think we've done, you know, a pretty good job, Rags, Guardy, myself, where we don't overuse these guys. Now, I'm not going to lie. I have a little concern. We have some guys on track to have, you know, over 70 appearances, of which, you know, I've only had one ever in my managing career that's had over 70. So, but at the same time, I hate to give away a game. And for example, Romo, who pitched his third game last night, he only faced a hitter. I'm going to do all I can to stay away from him tonight.
Yeah, it's been probably your trademark is that you will win that game. And I think something you said was interesting to Steve Kerr. You said, do whatever you've been doing during the year. But, you know, when I watch you manage in the playoffs, you become a more aggressive manager.
Well, I think you have to. I mean, there's the margin of error is not there anymore. You know, you play 162 games, you have a tough loss in May here, it's a little easier to recover. But in the postseason, every game's critical. So hopefully you've done your job and have these guys fresh enough where you can maybe push them a little bit more. I'm talking about the pitching. And and I'm sure it's the same with basketball. And, you know, that's, you know, when you play a best out of 7, you know, it's not easy to make up those games. So anyway, you know, I'm sure he did the same during the season. He's doing all he can to win every game. And there's a time when you may have to back off, but He'll get after it. He's done an incredible job there.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. All right, Bruce Bochy with us. Your bench, handling a bench. I think about a manager and how you have to manage 25 people. Not so simple when you got a 9 out there that or an 8 out there in your starting lineup. You don't have a lot of room to maneuver.
Right, and, you know, we really, through that last road trip, felt like we needed that 13th pitcher in Strickland. What a job he's done. And that was a shot in the arm for us. And with this bench, I've got a great group of unselfish guys. Blanco's been doing a nice job, but, you know, he's served us so well as that fourth outfielder last night. Huge hit coming off the bench. Maxwell did a nice job filling in for Hunter, and now he knows his role. You know, Joaquin, of course, Susak, who will play tomorrow. But, you know, we have depth. We have guys down in Sacramento. If something happens, yeah. I'm glad that Casey McGee went down there. He's trying to find his game. Went over 4 last night, but he squared up on 3 balls. That's a great sign. So if something happens, we have experience there, too.
All right. Junior Giants have their glove drive this weekend, and I've talked to a number of people about their first baseball glove. Do you remember your first baseball glove?
I do. Mine was a hand-me-down from my older brother, but I'll never forget my first new one. My coach Bynum, I was on a Army base, Fort Kobe in Panama Canal Zone, and that glove I was using was so beat up, but it was special to me because it came from my brother, but it had seen its better days, and they brought me a brand new glove, and had Mickey Mantle in the glove, and I slept with this thing, Marty. I was so proud of it, and so thankful, it's still a moment I'll never forget, and I had that. I don't know whatever happened to it. I had it for years, and through all the moving, somehow it did disappear.
Well, it's nice for a kid to get a glove, and I know this weekend a lot of people are going to bring gloves in. Mark Gardner told me his first glove was like the glove out in left field. He said he played Little League with a glove like that. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's about what mine looked like. You know, it had the 4 fingers, real old glove, and you know what? It forces you to develop good hands when you have a glove like that. And I sang with the catcher's mitt, but I didn't start catching until later. But that's all I did when I was 7 years old playing Little League. My older brother and I and our old friends, we went to the park and played. So the gloves get, you know, worn down or worn out pretty quick. But we took care of them. You know, even back then, I remember putting, you know, some kind of oil on them.
One last thought for you. It's a game of pitching. As we said, you've caught some great staffs in your time. This staff all of a sudden is just taking off, and Vogelsong could be pitcher of the month. Got Lindskum with a low earned run average. Hudson kind of doing his thing, and the kid Heston. We don't even mention Bumgarner. You have to be pretty pleased with the starting pitching,
Marty. I couldn't be more pleased. With how Vogelsong through a rough start has gotten himself on track. Timmy, the way he's thrown the ball. Huddy's had his ups and downs, but he's had some great starts. And we're a little bit older, but we're wiser, hopefully. And we have a group of guys who have been through it. They know how to deal with that adversity and are able to bounce back. And that's what I'm really happy about with Timmy and especially with Vogelsong. But starters are doing their job. Knock on wood, this continues.
Did you ever catch a specific pitcher? In other words, I talked to Eddie Perez today, and he used to catch Maddox. I said, why did Maddox want to pitch to you? He said, you know what we used to do? Between starts, I would sit with him every game and go through everything that was going on, every pitcher, every hitter, everything that was going on. And so when it came his turn to pitch, he said, I want to throw to you. That ever happened with you?
No, I'd be honest. When I first came up, I caught every day in 78. Then I became a platoon guy where I played against lefties, and then with Terry Kennedy in San Diego, who played, he got most of the playing time, but against a lefty, Dick Williams would catch me. So, it wasn't a certain pitcher. It was more who was going against us determined when I would catch.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting insight into Greg Maddux, because what a pleasure to catch him. All right, things are good. You look relaxed, and, boy, the first third is coming together pretty nicely. So nice to have you on, as always.
Well, thanks, Marty. Always good talking with you. Yeah, it's I'm happy right now, and hopefully the next two-thirds of the season goes as well here.
You never know in baseball. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, thanks, Marty.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.